especially go on adventures. In fact, they're on an adventure right now. Itty bitty, itty bitty, itty and bitty, itty and bitty, kitty tails,
kitty tails.
Woo!
Woo!
This episode is called When It All Started and takes place before Itty and Bitty were friends. Once upon a time, there was one little kitten who lived alone in a house. She loved to eat tuna sandwiches at her favorite restaurant, Uchimuchi Kitty. Uchimuchi Kitty made the best sandwiches, and Itty went there every day, four times a day, for breakfast, lunch, snack, and dinner. There, she would order tuna on toast for breakfast, a tuna sandwich for lunch, tuna on crackers for snack, and tuna casserole for dinner. She loved it there until one day when she went there for the snack and a big sign was slammed on the door. Closed, it read. This can't be.
Oh, this is impossible. My favorite tuna restaurant.
And she started to cry.
She walked slowly back home.
But on her way, she saw a grocery store. The Tuna Mart, it said. Oh, I wonder if they have tuna there.
So she went inside.
She grabbed a card, and on her way, walking through the store, she stuck out a paw and brushed about 15 cans off of the shelf into her shopping basket. This won't be too bad. Once she paid for the cans with her tuna money, she went back home. Now, for some nice tuna and crackers. But then, as she tried to open the can, my kitty paws won't allow me to open the can. What do I do? Just then, she heard a commercial coming from the TV. Are you having trouble opening your cans of tuna? Well, if that is the scenario you are in, then this invention will fix all of your problems. It is called the Mega Awesome Super Cool Tuna Amazing Tuna Can Opener. Come quickly, because they're selling fast. You will not believe the works of magic it can do. It can open your can of tuna. It can spread your tuna on a cracker. It can play Beethoven drums on the tuna can while you eat. Come quickly because they're selling fast. Some things that I said might not be true, but it is just for advertisements purposes. It is just a regular tuna can opener, but that was for advertisements purposes, I said before. So, thank you.
Thank you. Please come now.
Well, Itty didn't hear the last part, so you can guess how excited she was when she heard the news about the new tuna can opener. That's my solution, she said. But I have a problem. Do you think I should buy it with tuna money or regular money? Because it's like used for tuna, but it's not food. So, after a few hours of debating the subject, Itty finally left, deciding that she would bring both. Safe is better than sorry. But the problem was, when she got to the store, she looked at all the shelves. Excuse me, she said. Where is the Mega Awesome Super Cool Amazing Tuna Can Opener? I'm really sorry, but we're out. And they've been really selling fast, but the problem was the people who bought it didn't like it much anyway. So, I'd say you didn't lose anything. But the problem is, my favorite tuna restaurant closed and now I can't eat tuna anymore because I can't open the cans and... Itty poured out her whole story. The sales kitten listened sympathetically. Hey, she said, I have a plan. Well, the next thing they knew, Itty and the salesperson were in a boat in the middle of a lake. What are we doing? We're going fishing for tuna. If you can't open the can, you can just get fresh tuna. And then you can have as much tuna as you want. That sounds great. But do you know how to fish?
No.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter. We'll be able to do it, right? Absolutely. By the way, what's your name?
My name is Biddy, said the salesperson. What's yours?
I'm Itty.
Hey, isn't that funny? Our names rhyme. It's like somebody's coming up with a story and recording it as a podcast. But you know what? That's just me.
Yeah, sometimes I have that feeling too.
Okay, but let's get to fishing.
And so, Itty and Biddy fished all afternoon, through the night, and into the next morning.
Have you caught anything, Biddy?
Nope.
What about you?
Neither have I.
Let's go home. I'm starving.
But I guess I can't have any tuna for breakfast because I can't open the can and I'm not a good fisher, but so.
Wait, your problem was opening the can of tuna? Oh, yeah, I completely forgot. You know what? I could probably do that with my horn.
You can?
Sure. Let's go try. And yes, Biddy could. She opened all of the tuna cans with her horn. Yay! Let's have breakfast.
Can you guess what they had for breakfast?
Peanut butter and jelly.
The end. The moral of the story is, if you are born as a unicorn, remember that you have a horn.
Itty bitty.
Itty bitty.
Itty and bitty.
Itty and bitty.
Kitty tails.
Kitty tails.
Woo!
Woo!
I hope you enjoyed this episode of Itty and Bitty Kitty Tails. Thank you for listening.